Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is David Robinson, Associate Administrator for FEMA's Mission Support Bureau. Also joining us from IBM is Angela Carrington. So, David, how are you leveraging partnerships and collaboration to improve operation and achieve program outcomes?
Collaboration is something that we try to do better and better at all the time. The easy answer from a mission support perspective would be for me to say we're leveraging contract vehicles across the Department of Homeland Security, or we're leveraging the data centers as DHS is consolidating data centers in response to directives. But really, the way in which I think that is the best example of the collaborative effort and the collaborative nature of FEMA is when there is a disaster, what happens then? Particularly when there's a major disaster, and we activate our National Response Coordination Center here in Washington, where we do national coordination of large events. Each of our regions, each of our 10 regions, has a regional response coordination center as well to manage the smaller events. But you can, in each of the, whether it's the national response center or whether it's the regional response center, when those things are activated, you can see the collaborative nature of FEMA's work right there in person, because every agency of government is at the table. Non-governmental agencies are at the table. Red Cross, all the faith-based organizations, the tribal nations are represented at the table. The military services are represented at the table. And everyone working together in a collaborative way, coordinating their efforts across lanes, across traditional stovepipes, to make sure that we are providing the best response we can to and the best help we can to survivors, whether they're individual survivors or communities of disasters, wherever they may be.
So moving on to talk about customer service, how does customer service really differ when FEMA's operating in a steady state versus when a disaster team is in the field responding to an emergency?
I would say it doesn't differ. I think that the first myth that I would say is that FEMA is in the field only responding. The response ends relatively quickly in most disasters, and then the long-term effect of a disaster is the recovery from the disaster. And our focus is survivor-centric. And in all things we do, we carry this mantra of being survivor-centric, which means that we are doing everything we can to help the survivors of the incident recover from what's happened. And we look at that from the way in which we help with individual assistance grants, or we help with housing inspections, or get, you know, quickly assessing the damages so that we can get people some financial help if it's necessary, helping communities rebuild or to build public infrastructure projects that may have been damaged during an event. So I don't really think the focus on customer service from FEMA's perspective is any different during a disaster and steady state. And then from a mission support specific perspective, it's also not any different. Mm-hmm. We are focused on making sure that the infrastructure hums at FEMA, and we're doing that whether it's in steady state or disaster.
So just to add to that, speaking of mission support, how have you been kind of looking to better integrate your team to be a single face to customers?
It's an interesting one because I mentioned stovepipes earlier. And when I joined Mission Support a couple of years ago, there were a lot of stovepipes. Every one of those lanes had its individual stovepipes, and then there's stovepipes within stovepipes. The leadership team and I have come together and created a mission support strategy that is supportive of and integrated with the FEMA strategy, but it's a single mission support strategy, strategic focus. And I went over those strategic objectives, if you will, the five focus areas that we have in mission support. That was a result of the leadership team coming together and thinking about mission support as a single entity, as an enterprise, and not just what do we need in HR or what do we need in IT, but what do we need as an enterprise of mission support? The way I kind of like to look at it is we're really good at answering questions, but we're less good at providing solutions. Because if you have a problem that you're trying to solve and you haven't first asked that question, what is the problem, and clearly identifying the problem you're trying to solve instead of simply answering the question, then you miss an opportunity to go across the lanes and say, okay, you've asked me this question, but your problem is this, and this has a tail over to IT, and this has a tail over to HR, and there's a security component to this problem. Let's bring everybody to the table. So in mission support, we're trying to take that kind of an approach as we go forward. Part of that is, as I alluded to earlier, is understanding the needs of our customers within FEMA and making sure that we have a clear understanding of what it is we're trying to fix.
I'd like to focus, as we close our conversation, on the future. What are some of the major opportunities your organization will face, and how are you going to seize those opportunities?
I think the greatest opportunity that we have is technology. And I'll give you an example. In the past, even today, when there's a disaster that destroys homes, we send a team of housing inspectors to go and assess the damage. Well, if you're in Moore, Oklahoma, and your home was just completely obliterated from the map, and there's nothing there, there's nothing to inspect, we can tell that from satellite photos. So we're trying to find ways to creatively use technology to speed up our ability to help survivors. And the housing inspection is one example. If we know that a house is completely destroyed, if there's nothing to inspect, we give folks the financial assistance up to the limit, whatever is the right appropriate amount. But that's just one example where technology is being useful. And it also ties back to the strategic focus area that we have on utilizing data and data analytics to make better decisions, to operate better, to work smarter through data analytics. This is just one example of, I think that and you could come up with many other ways, I'm sure, where technology is helping us to work smarter and to take advantage of some opportunities that didn't exist just a few years ago.
And speaking of taking advantage of opportunities, what advice would you give someone who's thinking about a career in public service?
That's a question you get a lot of times, and yeah, there's no one right answer here. But if I could boil it down to one thing, I would just say be agile. Because if you think that your career is going to be going down a certain path and you weren't prepared to be agile enough to take that right turn in the fork on the road when it presented itself, then you might miss some opportunities that will make you a much better person. I talked about some leadership characteristics earlier, right? But one of them is well-rounded. And by being agile, you can present opportunities as they present themselves to you, can really turn into something else. I started my career as an infantry officer in the Marine Corps, and it's taken a lot of different turns and a lot of different twists. Every one of them made a difference in me being able to do what I'm doing today and be prepared for those kinds of things. And so I think just watching out for opportunities and being agile enough and having enough courage to take those opportunities when they present themselves.
Well, Dave, I want to thank you for taking some time out of your busy schedule to join us today. But more importantly, Angela and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with David Robinson, Associate Administrator for FEMA's Mission Support Bureau. My co-host from IBM has been Angela Carrington. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.